Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scientist Andrew Huff worked from 2015 to 2016 as the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance, the U.S. taxpayer-funded nonprofit group that collaborated with the Chinese laboratory on bat virus research ahead of the COVID-19 outbreak. As a whistleblower, Huff now claims that COVID-19 was man-made and that he saw the potential for a lab leak out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology as early as 2016. OPEC Plus said Sunday it will lock in current oil production levels. That suggests the world's leading oil producers are uncertain about the direction of crude prices. It locks in a 2 million barrel a day production cut that was decided in October. The cap is set to go into effect today. Congress is looking at legislation later this week that would scrap the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members. A rollback of the policy would be included in the National Defense Authorization Act, which is set to be released today. The Supreme Court is taking up if businesses can be forced to do something they don't want to do. Katie Lewis has more.
Oral arguments on whether businesses can refuse to provide services for same-sex weddings will be heard by the Supreme Court today. A designer in Colorado wants to decline creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because those marriages are in conflict with her religious beliefs. However, state officials say the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act goes for all businesses.
Residents of Moore County in central North Carolina faced a second night of freezing weather without power on Sunday after vandals opened fire with guns on two electric substations in what's being called a targeted attack. The FBI in Charlotte is investigating. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A group of 25 Taylor Swift fans from across the country are suing Ticketmaster for fraud and intentional misrepresentation after last month's ticket sales debacle, the company said was due to overwhelming response. The 33-page lawsuit was filed in Los Angeles, California. The Tennessee Attorney General, Jonathan Scarametti, vowed to investigate Ticketmaster after his office was inundated with messages from irate Swifties.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Family confirmed last night, longtime star of Sesame Street, Bob McGrath, died at the age of 90 at home. McGrath appeared on Sesame Street in 1969 as neighbor Bob Johnson. Country musician Toby Keith has updated his cancer fight.
Toby Keith confesses his battle with stomach cancer is pretty debilitating in his first interview since revealing his diagnosis earlier this year. I'm thinking about getting back into fighting shape, the should-have-been-a-cowboy singer, 61, says in a sneak peek of this weekend's CMT Hot 20 Countdown. I need a little bit of time to just rest up and heal up. Last fall, I was diagnosed with stomach cancer, and I've spent the last 6 months receiving chemo, radiation, and surgery. So far, so good. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
Bill Martinez.
What's that sound? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for the one and only Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, same to you. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, lots to be thankful for. I mean, all things considered. You know, it's one thing to be thankful when you're at the peak and everything is going really good, but when you're in that valley of shadow of death and you still can manage to be thankful, I think that's maybe when our gratitude and our thankfulness is more appreciated by God at that period of time as opposed to when it's all going hunky-dory, huh?
Yeah, I think that's one of the great challenges to a Christian is to read that scripture where it says to give thanks in all situations and to recognize that doesn't just mean when you're on top. It means when you're on the bottom, too. Because you may be on the bottom on earth, but you know what? You still got the mansion. You still got everything going for you in your ultimate home in heaven. So, keep your eyes on the prize if it's good.
Yeah, it reminds me that we should live with, like you said, the eye on the prize with the end in mind and knowing that all really is well, right?
Yeah. I mean, certainly we can always find stuff that's going wrong around us because we're in a fallen culture, living in a fallen world. But, I mean, one of the great things about knowing Christ as your Savior is you know that that isn't the end of the story for us. So, yeah, I mean, how can you not look forward to that?
Well, really, you know, you think about it. It's kind of like, you've got a bet, so to speak. I can reduce it to human terms for a big Super Bowl game. Your team is losing, but you already know what the score is. And so you get to enjoy the game in peace and a little bit, you know, perspective, and you're kind of like in anticipation watching how the quarters are played out and how your team wins in the very end. The end from the beginning, and you know how it's going to play out. It's just exciting to observe and see how the players on the field make that happen.
Yeah, you know, to me, again, everything, because I'm like the hammer that sees everything as a nail, everything for me goes back to worldview. And so if I can keep my head focused on the notion that I'm here to know God, to love Him, to serve Him with all my heart, mind, strength, and soul, and if I just do that and recognize that the results are above my pay grade,
all I have to do
is my little piece, stay in my lane, do what God made me to do, and if all the other folks in the kingdom of God that are here on earth today do their part, it's going to work out spectacularly. And even if it doesn't, that's up to God to figure out how to reconcile. I just have to do my part.
Yeah, exactly. Loving God, loving His people, and moving forward in faith, knowing, again, the end from the beginning, knowing what the final chapter of Revelation is all about, and who comes to rule over all, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And that's been my focus recently, again, more consistently, because of where we are politically in this world today, George.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you were totally objective, you'd realize, man, we're living in a complete mess. We have created a shambles of this thing that used to be, I think, a lot stronger, a lot purer, all right meetings for me. And so, yeah, I'll do the best I can today. Trust that he has control of everything, that there are reasons for why these things are going like this. And it may be to give me an opportunity to talk to people about the fact that, look at what a mess we've made. We really don't know what we're doing. Maybe we need more God. You know, and if we
yes.
go that way, we'll be better off. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah, when you talk about your pay grade and that, I mean, look at, do we have anybody here on earth that is handling, you know, the trans situation, the confusion, women and men in, you know, in competing for the same scholarship in sports, open borders, you know, crime rate through the roof. I mean, it is endless. And you go, oh, yeah. And on top of that, let's throw in like a university in California. I think they offer in excess. I think it's now over 90 gender options. I mean, it's like, how do you... How do you talk about, how can you debate, you know, with somebody who has a worldview that accommodates over 90 gender, you know, options?
You know, I look at that and I say, kudos to you. Now, that is creativity. You know, I couldn't sit here and come up with 90 if you put a gun to my head. So I don't know how to do it, but congratulations. See, most of them are false. I mean, you got two true ones in there. Let's play that game and figure out which two are real. But, you know, apart from that, I mean, the reality is, we just have to keep moving forward. See, and this is one of the things that troubles me about our culture today is that when you look at the scriptures, it talks about capturing God's vision for humanity and for the world and committing yourselves to that. And when we look at the American political scene, what we see are all kinds of people who have, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of other big visions that they have for America, but they're not God's. And that's where we get astray. So we need our pastors, we need our fathers, we need our leaders, we need our professors, we need all the people of authority to just take a deep breath and say, oh, time out here. What is God's vision? Because that's the one that's going to put it all together and really give us a great sense of joy.
And we need all Christians, all people of faith, to know the word, to be intentional, to be responsible, because it's a symbiotic type of relationship between God and man, is it not?
Well, and that's the whole idea of discipleship, is that we build a community here so that we can have deeper community with him. And we have that relationship going back and forth. But, yeah, I mean, if I don't know what the scriptures have to say, I've got nothing to add to the conversation but my feelings. Who gives a rip?
Exactly.
They're going to be different tomorrow. So, you know, I know we can't rely on them. So, yeah, I better get conversant with God's word. And even if I don't know things, at least go to people who I think probably do. And let's have that kind of a dialogue. I don't mind somebody smarter than me, deeper than me, more mature than me, you know, setting me right, put me on the right path before God. That's what the church is. That's what we're supposed to do
exactly.
with each other. That's why we want to be a community. So, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I am as well. I mean, after all, when you consider, you know, sometimes I think when we talk about the church, George, people are so casual about it. And I go, you got to wait a minute. Hang on for just a second and consider the fact that, you know, it wasn't anybody here on earth that established the church. It was Jesus Christ, the Son of God himself. This is his institution. How bought and sold do you think Jesus Christ is for this institution, George?
I mean, I don't see you and I going down there nailing ourselves to a cross. So, put everybody's sins on me. I'll carry them. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That would completely break us as if we're not broken already. So, yeah, you know, I mean, we got to keep in mind, we can be casual about this, take a more postmodern approach where nothing really matters, you know, just make ourselves feel good. Or we can have the egomaniacal approach of, wait a minute, I'm not doing that. It's not my idea. It's got to be my idea. My ideas are worthless. I mean, really what I need are God's ideas still in my mind and my heart
Amen.
And out my life.
Yeah.
If I do that, I can serve it.
Yeah, we were just talking about our ideas, and God hears our ideas, and The Bible says he laughs. We go to break while you're laughing and joining with God. We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this. Stay with us.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George writes, Americans are at a turning point and must finally decide if they want government to rule their lives or if they will rule themselves. Right, George?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those situations where right now a lot of people have been indifferent. A lot of people feel disconnected. Most of the others feel antagonistic toward people with different ideas. But the only way to fix any of that is for us to recognize United States is that it's government of the people, by the people, for the people, which means we have to know, first of all, who we are. What's our identity? Our research is showing that Americans are as confused as they've ever been, maybe more so. And so yeah. We've got to clarify right. that identity. And, of course, the Bible gives us real clear instructions about who we are in Christ. So if we were to take that and recognize that the kind of leadership the Scriptures suggest or recommends or proposes to us is servant leadership, and then we look at what we have in Washington, D.C., and in our state capitals and in our city halls, for the most part, there are some great leaders in America, but for the most part, we don't have servant leaders. And in point of fact, most people understand that intuitively, because we know that huge majority of Americans say that all of our elected officials, or at least most of them, are corrupt and incompetent. Well, if that's the case, how's it going to change if we don't take ownership of the process? And so we've got to get to this place where we recognize we own the government. They work for us. It's a shared republic, but we hold them accountable for what they're doing and play this whole game very differently. But again, I would contend that it only works when it's based on understanding God's word and who we are in Him.
Without a doubt, I mean, and I believe this is why the elites and the D.C. Beltway is so fearful of the idea of we the people. Because, you know, consider the cumulative intelligence of 330 million versus, what, 456, 500 elected officials in our government. I got to think 330 million people are smarter than a limited number of elected officials. And it scares them to think that we would come together united to really do what our founding fathers, and when I say our founding fathers, let's go back to the Pilgrims. I think they're overlooked as an entity. I mean, it's because of answered prayer, their prayers, their sacrifice, that God blessed us with this American idea. And, you know, the question is, well, how are you doing with that idea now?
Yeah, and, you know, I'd even go back to something you just said about, you know, the people not being smart enough. This really isn't whether or not they're smart enough. This isn't a matter of who's smarter. This is a matter of who's more moral. Because your nation doesn't necessarily work when you got the smartest people running it. We've had governments that were filled with people from the Ivy League schools, and they ran it aground. It's not about just total intelligence. It's about, do you know what truth is? Because that's what running a nation is all about. We're in the pursuit of truth. Because it's the truth that sets us free, not the government. And so we need to understand that truth and then ingrain it in every dimension of government. And so whether you're a farmer or whether you're a PhD coming out of Harvard, it doesn't matter. What matters is, how's your heart with God? Do you understand that He is truth? He's given us truth, and our responsibility is to pursue and implement that truth. You can do that whether you're out working in the fields at 5 or you're up in the ivory tower at 9 a.m. That's the key thing, is where are you coming from? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, exactly. Like you, George, I hold to a biblical worldview. You and I have been joined at the hip on this issue from day one. And when I talk about the cumulative intelligence, let me clarify. I go to what the Word of God says. And it says, the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. You know, that's the intellect. That is the kind of thing that we need operating, is that which is consistent with the rule and reign of God and God's will to be done. But if you're not connected to God, you're not aware, so you can have all the degrees you want, but it doesn't match up because you're not consistent, you're not compliant with the infrastructure that God has placed in motion. In fact, you're ignorant of it, and as a result of being ignorant, you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to do a lot of damage to yourself and other people as a result, are you not?
Yeah, and to me, that's one of the reasons why, even though Americans are confused about so many things right now, who they are, where we're going, you know, what our history is. But one of the things that they do know and that they do hold to is the fact that we've got a great political system. And it's the system itself that is not broken. 71% believe that our democracy is fine, that our political system is fine. The problem is the people who are propelling it forward. We've got some bad actors in there who are trying to break the system and are doing everything they can to clog the system. And so the American people, in their own wisdom, understand, the system isn't the problem. We just need better people. Now, the problem comes here when it's about defining what is a better person. Is it somebody with more degrees, somebody with more government experience, or is it somebody who knows truth? And once we can clarify for the public, that's what we're looking for. Somebody who can be a servant leader in the mold that God describes in his scriptures because they understand truth and they're willing to be silent enough and quiet and still enough to wait for a sense of his vision, not our own vision, because our own vision is emotional. It's going to wind up being erroneous. What we need is God's everlasting vision to bring us forward. And when we have those kind of leaders, the people will get excited. The people will get engaged in ways that they are not engaged today. Because today what we have are people who are self-servants. They're not servants of the people.
Well, and the other thing, too, that injures us, George, is the narrative that's out there, controlled by the mainstream media, that obviously is biased. They're going to be against, just like they were against Jesus when he was here. They were going to find ways to cancel. Jesus was probably one of the early ones to be canceled. This is where it requires discernment by we the people who understand, when God's word goes out, it finds its mate. And, when you have that moment of revelation and confirmation, my prayer is that would be realized in a deeper context, in a more powerful way that could offset, the cancel culture, the mainstream media, social media, and that's trying to tell us what we should believe. They're trying to tell us what we should believe, not us, as we talked about early on, being responsible, having self-rule and self-responsibility for, the knowledge that we have. And this is why I tell people all the time, you got to own your knowledge. Own it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I would add to that, this goes back to an axiom that I use all the time. I'm a measurement guy. I'm a researcher, a sociologist. So the phrase that I use is, you get what you measure. Well, when I look at our governments, what do we measure today? What do we talk about? We measure political dominance as if that's the end game. Well, when that's what you measure, that's what you get. So what are we looking at to determine dominance? Who holds the most seats? Who's amassed the most resources? Who can circumvent the system to get the most things done, regardless of what the law says? That's not how we should be playing the game. What we want to do here is measure the things that bring honor, pleasure, respect, dignity to God himself. Because when we have a government that does that, it's also going to respect the people, and it will enable us to do those very same things with God. So, to me, a lot of this, it always goes back to your worldview. And I think part of this, too, comes back to family. We talked earlier about how the number one value in American society today across all the demographic groups we look at is family. Why? Because God instituted that unit to be the measure of things, to be the center of things.
Dr. George Barna, what a great Thanksgiving message. Thank you for sharing it. The professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center, Dr. George Barna. Thank you, George. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks. Same to you, Bill.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday's Georgia Senate runoff will be close, and the final Senate seat will be determined. Senator Raphael Warnock, the incumbent and Democrat from Georgia, is promoting lower drug costs for all Georgians. Republican Herschel Walker is pointing out the terrible economy and Warnock's willingness to support President Biden's overspending inflation. Congress is looking at legislation later this week that would scrap the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members. A rollback of the policy could be included in the National Defense Authorization Act, which is set to be released today. Residents of Moore County in central North Carolina faced a second night of freezing weather without power on Sunday after vandals opened fire on two electric substations. The U.S. soccer team's journey to the World Cup ended over the weekend with a loss to the Netherlands 3-1.
I'm super proud of the boys' performance today.
U.S. Captain Tyler Adams, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and guess who we've got? Yes, sirree. And I always love it when Jordan Gooden comes on because he just kind of perks things up. He's just a perky kind of guy, and we like that. In fact, you know, what I thought right off the bat, Jordan Goodman, that I'd share with you, did you hear about this store? It was a huge Black Friday sale that they did, and they decided to go with prices that were in effect before Biden became president.
Wow.
How was that cool?
That's the pre-inflation prices, because we had very low inflation at that time.
Exactly. You know, things very good. They just said, hey, look, it, we've got products we got to sell, and, you know, or we're going to be out of business anyway, so we'll go ahead and get some good action here. So I didn't hear the final numbers, but from what I understood, it caused a lot of excitement. Can you imagine?
Well, there's a lot of pain out there. People are really having a hard time meeting their basic expenses because food has gone up so much, fuel has gone up so much, rents have gone up so much. A lot of things, the basics.
Yeah. What are we talking about? $750, $800 more a month?
Oh, yeah. At least. Depending on how much you travel and so on. But, yeah, it's really – and it's not going down anytime soon. I mean, the Federal Reserve governors have been saying, we think inflation is going to last through 2023, and we're going to keep raising rates through 2023 to kind of kill this thing, basically, is what they want. They want more unemployment. They want more layoffs in tech land. They want the housing market to crash more. They are rooting against America, I guess you might say.
Well, it's like the madness has metastasized.
Yep.
And the prevailing professionals trying to play doctor here have decided to just kill the body.
That's the only way they can feel they can beat inflation. So one thing that's interesting in the marketplace is the difference between short-term and long-term rates is at the widest spread it's been since 1981. So two-year treasuries are now yielding 4.5%. 10-year treasuries are now down to 3.7%. That is a huge spread, an inverted one. Under normal conditions, long-term rates are higher than short-term rates because you're taking more risk by tying your money up for a longer period of time. But here, short-term rates are extraordinarily high, 4.5%, because the Fed Reserve has been raising rates so much, and they're about to do it again. They're going to raise rates again in December and probably even more in 2023. But the long-term rates have come down to 3.7 because the market is saying that inflation is coming down and the economy is slowing, not only domestically but around the world as well. So that's the market talking back to you, saying the Fed's pushing it too far.
Right. Well, that was going to be my next question. What's the empirical evidence that demonstrates that these have been good moves by the Fed?
Well, inflation is coming down to some extent. I mean, it's a lot better than it was before. The latest consumer price index we had was 7.7 compared to 8.3, but that's still quite high. But if you look at commodity prices, oil's down to about 78, something like that, copper, lumber, soybeans, a lot of commodities are way down because they feel what the Fed's doing is slowing demand. The housing market is way down. Right? Mm-hmm. I would say it's in a recession. You've had 8 straight months of lowering home sales, and home prices actually starting to come down a bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those are areas where I guess you could say the Fed's work is working. It's causing a lot of pain, but that's what they want to do. Now, what it has not affected really in a major way yet is wages.
Yes.
And wages have a major impact on prices because companies have to pass that through. So wages are going up at about 5 or 6%, and in some cases more than that. But workers want even more. So the dramatic situation right now, Bill, is the potential for a rail strike where the 12 rail unions got an offer from the railroads literally for a 25% wage increase.
Whoa.
And various benefits. And eight of the 12 unions accepted it, but four of them have not accepted it. And now we're put in a position where Congress is going to have to overrule those four unions or cause a massive disruption to the economy.
25%?
In wages going up. That's correct.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't really blame them for asking for more, not only because, you know, these are policies that this administration has thrust upon the American labor force, and let's exacerbate the problem even more. Let's go ahead and pay people to stay home. So the workers are going, wait a minute, this guy's making as much money as I'm making staying at home. Why am I working? Why should I bust my pick? No. And, you know, so I don't blame them for asking for more money. But this is all manufactured by the Joe Biden policies, Jordan.
Well, I mean, people feel they have to get big wage increases to offset these price increases that we just talked about. And it's the wage price spiral, as they always talk about.
Well, you're robbing from Peter to pay Paul, basically. And you're trying to, you know, and so you're chasing your tail. And these guys are supposed to be geniuses.
So what's interesting is, I mean, Biden is the ultimate union president, if there ever was one.
Oh, no, yeah.
And here he is coming down on the unions saying, we are imposing on you a contract that you have rejected. You wouldn't think normally that and the Democratic Congress would do that, but that's the situation they're in because the economy is at such a risky point right now. If you had a rail strike, all kinds of products wouldn't get around. The ports would just back up. It could cause hundreds of thousands of layoffs and a tremendous hit to the economy. So I think they're making the right move by overriding it and not allowing that to happen. But it's just a very interesting situation for the Democrats to be imposing something on the unions, which have been their biggest supporters.
Exactly. And I think it's interesting anyway, because when you look at what Joe Biden has done in these 2 years, not every one of his policies have been positive for the unions.
Right. Well, certainly their wages have gone up some, but not enough to keep up with the inflation.
But how many have lost jobs because of the policies?
I think a lot. I think it's hurt a lot. Union membership is down. Now, some, like Starbucks and Apple stores, are starting to unionize, even Amazon a little bit. But overall, the union movement is still, you know, quite weak in these circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Workers are not happy right now about the situation because they don't feel, even if they get wage increases, it's not enough to keep up with the higher prices.
Well, the only union workers that are happy are the ones that are working for the government.
Yes, well, they're very happy. That's true.
You know, it's like the rest of the schlubs are going, what am I doing here, man? I'm busting my pick, and, you know, and they're killing me 3 weeks. And oh, yeah, by the way. And then Joe Biden comes on and says, well, you know, when my dad was out of a job and he had to retrain and do all these, he goes back and tells these stories, and you just wonder, you know, are you just telling me another, is there any veracity to what you're telling me? Is this really, or are you just making up stuff?
Yeah, the government workers are pretty much protected from these guys because they've got cost of living increases, nice pensions. They're kind of in their own little world.
They get massages, manicures, free haircuts. I mean, it's all good.
At least we're not in China, though. Okay, the workers there are really unhappy in China.
Well, the natives are a little, and you can't, can you blame them? I mean, and Jordan, they're so, I mean, they're on the street. We're Tiananmen Square all over again, but on steroids almost here.
Well, it's a little different this time. This is a general population protest. Not in Tiananmen Square, it was pretty much the students. It was pretty much of a young operation here. But this is the average Chinese that have been locked in their apartments for months. I mean, they're going crazy. And they can't get food. They can't do anything. These lockdowns are so severe. So when they go out and protest, they literally hold up a blank sheet of paper. I can't say anything, but that's my protest here. Now, I think, unfortunately, what's going to happen is there's going to be a tremendous crackdown on this. In fact, it's already happened. Apparently, tanks have gone in to some towns and crushed some of these people. And the police are surveilling everybody. I have a friend in China I actually spoke to yesterday, and he said that the police are in the metros, in the subways, going up to people and forcing them to look at their phones to see if they have WhatsApp or Signal or some way to communicate that's not the official way, because that's how these crowds kind of get together. That's how authoritarian. And all the surveillance state that they've got in is being fully used to suppress this. I mean, it's not getting at the people's legitimate concerns. It's just purely suppressing their opinions.
Well, and this thing is happening so quick that the social credit scoring can't even really come into play, can it?
But that's right. That's right. I mean, this has a lot of implications for the world economy, though, as well, because China is a major driver of the world economy. And because they've locked down so much, I don't think they're going to have any growth at all this quarter. They'll probably be a negative. All the countries that feed China, whether it be copper or coal or lumber or oil or whatever it may be, have a lot less demand.
He's America's Money Answers Man. Now you know why. Jordan Goodman, how can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
My email is jordan@moneyanswers.com. That's the easiest way to get me.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Well, The Chosen, a global phenomenon, a multi-episode TV drama based on the life of Jesus, is launching the first two episodes of its highly anticipated third season in more than 2,000 movie theaters across the United States and in English-speaking territories on November the 18th. This will be a Fathom event. So the number of movie theaters is extraordinary for Fathom. Usually it's about maybe 800 to 1,000. So 2,000 movie theaters tells you just how popular this episode and this long-awaited third season is for people, with more than 420 million episode views from around the world. Chosen is a fan-supported seven-season television series that creates an authentic and intimate picture of Jesus' life ministry, seen through the eyes of the people who knew him. Like our next guest, Brandon Potter joins us now, who plays the role of Quintus. Brandon, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, this is so cool. I just so appreciate your work, all that you've been doing. I mean, you just have an incredible background, you know, from voiceovers to other film credits. And now here you are, the icing on the cake, I say, so to speak, is as Quintus in The Chosen. What a journey for you.
It's been really, really incredible. You know, you never can tell where your career is going to go. And not in a million years would I ever thought that I would be on a project this big, that has had this much impact with people, and that I genuinely enjoy working on this much. I love showing up to set every day. It's just been a real gift, Bill.
Well, and that's what Dallas shared with me the last time we had a conversation, a little over a year ago, in Dallas, of all places. But he said the chemistry amongst the cast is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And I think some of that is largely because of everyone who shows up on set is invested in this project somehow. They're personally invested. The story means a lot to them. And I think that translates to everyone. I think that translates to the cast, you know, and all of us are so aware that this is such a rare opportunity, a rare project to be on, where everyone is happy to be there and knows that what we're up to is going to mean something to people. So there's this kind of amazing camaraderie that popped up really, really organically on this project that I'm not sure that I've ever seen pop up on any other project that I've worked on.
Well, people like to be a part of a winning team, and clearly this is extraordinary. Is right. I mean, you're going into the third winning season, third of what I think we're talking about. Dallas was saying seven seasons that are anticipated, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So here you are. You guys are hitting grand slams at every turn. You're changing. You're transforming lives from people who see this that talk to you, people that I hear about that talk on the show whenever we're promoting, you know, The Chosen. This is just absolutely extraordinary. And I find that the fact that you're able to transcend you know, maybe heretofore ecumenical boundaries where some churches say, well, this is a little bit too far for me, or this, you know, this is not the exact interpretation of the Bible as I would read it. You know, the humanity element of this series is so special that it's hard to deny because people are appreciating it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's that humanity that really speaks to the to the spirit of it.
Yes.
And, and I think that's what, you know, allows us. There's a wide range of people who work on the show. There's a wide range of people who enjoy and watch the show. You know, I feel like you could even watch this secularly, just in terms of, you know, the writing is structured in a really, really technically proficient way. The characters want something from each other, and they fight each other to get it, you know, swaying each other's opinions or making their objectives happen some other way. I mean, that's just good writing. That's just good drama.
Yeah, exactly. And as you say, the way it's written is such a way that a secular audience, and we're hearing this too. I have to tell you, Brandon, that a secular audience finds this appealing because there's not a lot of quote unquote, we call churchies or Christianese. It's the gospel message, straightforward. You know,
but it's human, not saccharine.
Yes.
I think is the real
mm-hmm.
difference. You know, is that it's not a whole lot of finger wagging.
Yes,
it's people sort of learning things in a human way. With, you know, it's a little bit messy, you know, mm-hmm. and there's sometimes pain involved. It's not all, you know, gumdrops and candy canes or whatever. This isn't just sugary sweet.
Exactly. Well, the theme of this season, season three, is come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Wow. This gives your character an opportunity to expand your role just a little bit, because you start adding some dimension in this season, don't you?
Yes. Well, you know, honestly, every character and every storyline that is currently going, it deepens a little bit. So, you know, there are consequences to following Christ. Now, there's going to be consequences. There's going to be darkness. But honestly, there's consequences for Quintus as well, you know, for all the followers that Christ gains. That makes his life a little bit more difficult. And not to mention, there are factions within the Roman government who want to deal with this in different ways than he would have. So in seasons one and two, he's been able to sort of exercise his will in any way he wants. And in season three, he doesn't really get to do that anymore. Mm. And I think that's a fascinating part of anyone's story to play. Like, what do you do when your past tactics don't work?
Right.
And it also sort of ratchets up the temperature for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, there's relevance. And what people are seeing is that, hey, we're looking at what was going on during the Roman Empire and the conflict that created with somebody that was the truth, that represented the truth, and how disturbing that was. And we see this in some cases happening in today's world.
That's true. I think there's a lot of, you know, you can always relate it to what's going on now. I mean, that's part of the beauty of a story like this, right? Is that, you know, it's timeless. Jesus is definitely a threat to the Roman Empire, to the way of thinking, to the status quo. And my character, Quintus, is 100% committed to keeping the status quo. And that is not something that Jesus cares so much about.
Right. But Quintus is transforming a little bit, though, from what I understand of this third season, to where you start to see that you're beginning to appreciate what Jesus represents, even though you're doing it through the eyes of, you know, the Roman Empire, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give away anything that, you know, I don't want to.
Okay.
spoilers or anything like that. You should definitely go to the theaters on November 18th and you know, watch it for yourself. But I honestly think Quintus, and you can see this in season two, so I'm not giving anything away. Mm-hmm. Even though he doesn't agree with him, even though he doesn't want him to continue to cause trouble, Quintus does He does respect Jesus. He does. Because Jesus has real human capital. He can be assertive without being aggressive, which is a real high wire act that Quintus appreciates, right? He appreciates that sort of like social skill, that kind of intelligence, that kind of human capital. So yes, Quintus does respect Jesus. And I think that might make him fight harder because he won't underestimate him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that what I've experienced in my lifetime, Brandon, is that leaders respect leaders.
Yeah.
You know, we can get away from the personalities. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so cool. And that's awesome that that is translated and people begin to appreciate. What do you want the audience to gain from your character?
You know, sometimes that changes. But, you know, right now, what I've been thinking about is that he's not all bad, right? His relationship with Matthew is sort of paternal. There's a little mm-hmm. kernel of love there. He saw that analytical machinery in Matthew's brain and wanted to nurture it, you know, like a father, an older brother, a mentor. And I think it's important for people in their personal lives to see that the people who give them trouble may not be all bad, right? There's something good in basically everyone, you know?
Yeah. Well, in the earlier seasons, I mean, you could see where Matthew was serving a need for Quintus. I mean, you had somebody pretty sharp and understood what to do. And so he could travel in areas that you could not, but be very effective in making your job easier.
Yeah, but I think it's more than just using him as a tool. You know, if it was just using him as a tool, I don't think Quintus would be so salty, you know, when Matthew leaves him. It would just be, okay, well, I'll find another tool. I think it's a little bit more profound than that. I think it's deeper than that. I think it actually is related to affection or love or friendship or a connection of some kind. Yeah.
You see, you're kind of giving us a little spoiler alert for Quintus here because we're starting to hear in our conversation some character development that could be a little bit of a surprise in season three, right?
Yes, maybe. Well, there will definitely be surprises in season three. It's going to be a great season. I'm going to try to stay away from any spoilers.
Okay, yeah. Right. So what's been your favorite part of The Chosen?
There are really a lot. So sometimes I think that it's interacting with the fans, right? I get to hear that it means something to someone, you know, and that's great. And sometimes it's the work itself, showing up on set and getting to just sit and act with someone. I know that sounds corny or dry, but so often when you're doing productions like this, especially big production, you know, the scenes are short and it's focused on some sort of action, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with a lot of my work on this, I just get to sit and talk with people. There's a scene that I get to do with Jesus that's something like 6 or 7 minutes of just two people talking. And that's kind of rare in TV. It was a blast to work on, and I think it's a fun scene to watch. And I think about that a lot when I think about like high points in my sort of career and my creative process.
Well, The Chosen is set for November the 18th to debut for season 3 internationally in over 2,000 cinemas is what they're reporting right now. And of course, I wouldn't be surprised if that number grows as we even get nearer to November the 18th. Brandon Potter, congratulations on season 3. We just can't wait to jump right into the middle of it. And again, all the best to you. And thanks again for coming on.
Thanks so much, Bill. It was a pleasure talking to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and